Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
And this is Ralph Hyden sitting in for Craig Routson, who, as we say in the trade, is on assignment, meaning he's on vacation. You're not supposed to know that. Anyway, I have with me Mandy Cole, who is the Sebring Chamber of Commerce
board member.
Board member, okay. Mandy, you were here last week, so you've got an advantage over me.
I'll help you out.
Know what you said.
I'll help you out.
Okay. Well, of course, you were here before the big storm in Sebring.
Yes.
And is that going to have any kind of an adverse effect on the Sugar Festival?
Not at all. Actually, I would like to take this opportunity to thank our local DPW and Light and Water and everyone in town, neighbors helping neighbors. Our neighbor towns all came in to help clean up our town so quickly, so amazing. An unbelievable amount of damage in our storm was cleaned up in an amazing amount of time, and those guys just earned a big thank you from all of us in Sebring.
Do you have to make any changes, for example, in location or anything because of that?
Nope, nothing. Nothing has been changed. The fly-in at the airport is probably the only thing we were a little worried about, but the runway is fine, and they wouldn't need to use the hangar anyhow. The hangar is gone, but other than that, they're going to have a couple of tents out there, just some set-up tents for the guys that fly in if they need to get out of the sun. But other than that, everything is on and as scheduled, and nothing's changed.
Well, that's great. Now, you probably covered some of this last week, but what is going on with the Sugar Festival this year?
Oh, gosh. We went through the whole schedule of events last year, and I think we'll probably do it again. But one of the big things that I knew about it last week, but I didn't know the time, so I didn't really want to talk about it last week. But we do have the Thumb Area Transit bus coming into town to take people from place to place for free. Times will be announced at the different stops. They'll run about every 15, 20 minutes, we figure, from the county park and campground to the village park, but next to the hospitality booth right at the main park there where all of the events are happening. And then on Saturday, we'll also take people out to the tractor pull, which will be out at the MPX racetrack. And then on Sunday, it'll take people from the airport, all these stops.
Okay, now for those that don't know, where's the MPX racetrack?
It's about 1 mile just north of town on M25.
Pretty easy to find.
Oh, yes, yep.
As long as you're going in the right direction.
Yep,
right?
just head north and you'll find it. It's just right outside of town.
Probably one of the big attractions for a lot of people is the big annual parade. What time's that? Where's it go?
The parade has now changed. The time last year was 11 o'clock. It has changed to 10 o'clock in the morning to allow for more events during the day on Saturday. That goes from Michigan Sugar, the company right, the ag office right there on the corner, all the way down to the park.
Okay. And what might I expect to see in the parade?
Oh, well, of course, the local USA High School band, the Michigan Sugar Queen, the outgoing queen, and the new queen that will be crowned on Friday night. The Prince and Princess that will be crowned on Friday night. A lot of local businesses, a lot of outside businesses, the Shriners, you know, basically the good old-fashioned parade, and it's one of the most attended events for Sugar Festival. It's a lot of fun, and it has the best turnout, and it's great. It's a lot of fun.
How old is the Sugar Festival now?
This is the 47th year.
And is it 47 consecutive, or did they have a time when it maybe was suspended?
Consecutive.
Very good.
I believe. I'm pretty sure.
You weren't around for the first
No,
week.
No.
Okay. All right. If you were trying to convince me that I should bring, you know, my grandkids or whoever, what are the highlight things that you would give me as the attractions?
Well, for kids, I'm going to say that the Friday afternoon is really geared towards kids. Friday afternoon, starting in the morning at 9 o'clock, from 9 to 5, there is a petting zoo, which will be right at the main park. And then they have children's activities at 11 a.m., which includes face painting and games and just activities of the sort. And then at noon, the Midway opens for all the carnival rides. And from 1 to 3, we have child safety activities, which will be at the corner of Frederick and 4th Street. That's taken care of by the area police and fire departments. And then at 3 o'clock, we have the Wonder Wheels BMX bike show. And then at 6 o'clock, we have the children's parade with the candy drop after the parade. And the parade for the children's parade goes from the fire hall down to the main park.
Okay, and where's the candy drop?
Right at the main park.
Okay.
Right at basically the outfield of the main diamond.
Okay. Should have a lot of participation with that, I would think.
Yes. I've never seen it, but I heard about it, and I might stay clear of the kids because they might run me over.
Well, there you go. I'm sure they're expert at finding every little piece of candy
in
the grass.
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay. All right, and then what might I enjoy?
Well, I don't really know you well enough, Ralph, but I don't want to offend you, but you might enjoy the entertainment tent on Thursday night is going to have the Music Doctors. They play all sorts of music, oldies, new stuff. They're a great band. That's Thursday night.
And where are they from, by the way?
Most of them are from Bay City. They play a lot in Bay City and Saginaw and that area, but they also play at Cheeseburger in Caseville, so they're pretty popular this way also. And then on Friday, if you like to fish, do you like to fish?
I like to eat fish.
Okay, well, we have a fishing tournament, though, annual walleye tournament. That is at the Sebring Harbor Marina from 7 a.m., that's when registration is, and then at 2:30 is weigh-in. And that's right at, you can do everything. It's free to enter. You don't have any cost. Just go out and have a good time on your boat and come back in, weigh in at 2:30, and the prize is not a cash prize, but there are gift certificates and some mm-hmm. other just prizes.
What's the walleye catch like these days?
I think they're catching some, but not many.
So it might be a kind of a challenging...
It might be. It might be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You might catch more catfish or something, but, you know, at least you're out there having a good time.
That's the idea.
Museums are open on Friday from 9 to 4. That includes the Old Township Hall and the Charles Lichen House Museum. Those are very interesting if you like historical facts, mm-hmm. all about Sebring and those. From 9 to 5 on Friday is the Arts, Crafts, and More show. Actually, that runs on Friday and Saturday. That will be right at the main park, actually inside the tennis courts. And townwide garage sales will be Friday from 9 to 5 also. Actually, I was driving around town today. There's a lot of garage sales on town today. So
getting a big jump, huh?
Yeah.
There you go.
Also on Friday is from the bingo starts at 6 o'clock in the covered pavilion. And the opening ceremonies is the major event for the evening on Friday. Opening ceremonies on the main stage at the main park, main stage, right at the big ball diamond. We're going to have the Honor Guard, the Marine Honor Guard, the Bad Axe Sacred Heart Choir, introducing the Grand Marshals, Prince and Princess crowning, Michigan Sugar Queen crowning, and then we'll conclude with the Sacred Heart Choir again.
Okay. Who are the Grand Marshals, by the way?
The 1960 Class C State Softball Champions.
Oh, so you have a lot of marshals then.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. There's a great group of guys there.
Sounds good. Mandy, I think we're going to take a quick little break here, just pay a couple bills, and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance. After all, you know how tricky insurance can be. Did you remember to add that new planter you bought? What about the truck? Did you switch that over? The equipment you'll be using will need to be added. If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance. Because Farm Bureau Insurance works with you to get all your needs taken care of. From the implements and trucks to the insurance on your workers, your local Huron County Farm Bureau agent will walk with you every step of the way. If you're a farmer and you don't know Farm Bureau Insurance, call one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents today. It could just be one of the most important calls you make. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Deb McBride or Corey Vollmer in Elkton, Casey Yan in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Bill Weitzel in Pigeon.
Michigan, my Michigan.
Okay, and I'm back with Mandy Cole from the Sebring Chamber of Commerce. We've been talking about this weekend's big event on the west side of the county, That's the Sebring Sugar Festival, the annual Sebring Sugar Festival. Okay, Mandy, we kind of covered some of the highlights previously. Anything else that we might want to touch on here to convince people to come over?
Well, Saturday, as we discussed, the 10 o'clock, new time, 10 o'clock, the Grand Parade from Michigan Sugar down to the park. After that, the 11:30, the Fireman's Chicken Barbecue is going to be at the park near the food pavilion. And the firemen wanted me to say on the air today that they will have some chicken dinners available before the parade. So before 10 o'clock, they'll have some available. I don't know how many. So if you want to get down there early and get your chicken dinner, you can go before the parade.
Kind of takeout, is it? Or?
Yeah, it's all takeout. Yeah. All to go.
Okay.
Then about 1 o'clock, well, noon, the Midway opens again. About 1 o'clock, we're going to start with the first annual Sugar Spiker Beach Volleyball Tournament. And that is pretty exciting for our town and our park because they made a permanent beach volleyball court right just to the south of the tennis courts, basically the entertainment tent, right behind the entertainment tent it will be. But it's a permanent spot. They dug it all out. They made a really nice volleyball court, and it's going to be a good time. They have 8 teams that will be competing in that contest also.
Now, are these local teams, or are they people that perhaps travel the circuit?
I believe it's mostly local teams this time around, and we're really happy that we got 8. If with any first-time events, you're nervous about the turnout, but they've had an exceptional turnout, but they've put their heart and soul into that court and everything involved, and there was a lot of businesses that donated to it and everything, so it was a really great thing for our town and our park, and it's and I'm sure they'll have other tournaments throughout the summer also, so be fun. And then on Saturday, also, the Midway opens at noon. And 1 o'clock on the main stage in the main park, we're going to have the Excel Dancers, Tittabawassee Valley Fife and Drum Corps, the Wonder Wheels BMX Bike Show, all kind of back-to-back right after the parade. They'll be performing about 1 o'clock there. 2 to 10 on Saturday is the bingo in the covered pavilion. So if you like bingo, you can play for 8 hours straight. That might be fun. 3 o'clock is another big event, new, the first one, a big truck and tractor pull put on by the Thumb Tractor Pulling Association, and that will be out at the MPX Motocross Racetrack just 1 mile north of town, right on M25. But with that Thumb Area Transit bus will be taking people from the park to the tractor pull. You know, every 15, 20 minutes, the bus is going to be going around. So that's a good thing for our town. You don't have to drive and fight with the traffic and everything. And 7 o'clock on Saturday night, we have Honor Guard again, National Anthem, musical entertainment, and a karaoke contest. And with the karaoke contest, come one, come all. Just come up there and have a good time. And they just want everybody to come out and sing.
There are karaoke folks out there. Who's leading the contest, you know?
Brian Kazarowski his DJ company is doing it. He's a local Sebring person, and he has a DJ company that does karaoke, so he's putting it on.
So some of the people would be familiar with who it is, and that
yes.
may be a draw
yes,
in itself.
Yes, he actually did the karaoke contest for the Huron County Fair also, so... And after that, we have the fireworks display at dusk. And starting at 9 o'clock, we have the Sinclair's Band on Saturday night in the entertainment tent.
Now, the fireworks display, where will it be set off from?
The best place to view that will be right in the park, and not the main, well, let me see, the South Ball Diamond. There's a big, open, grassy area that most people like to sit there. That's probably the best place to view it, which is just south of the entertainment tent and tennis court. So,
those things are quite an expensive undertaking. How have you been able to fund that this year?
Well, every year they have raffle drawings and donations, and mostly donations, but they have raffle drawings this year, so it's a struggle every year, I know, for them, but this year they've had a very good turnout for donations.
Oh, very good.
Yes. Sunday for Sugar Festival. We have the fly-in at the airport, which is at 7 o'clock. So if you want to see some airplanes, and they'll be flying in the airport about 7, between 7 and 8, 7:30. And then the pancake breakfast. Now, the pancake breakfast is pretty hilarious. From 8 to 11, this is a franchise. It's called Chris Cakes, and they're coming in to do the pancake breakfast. They have the Guinness Book of World Records for the most pancakes flipped in an hour, and you actually have to catch your breakfast.
It'd be interesting.
Yes, to
say especially if you were in the entertainment tent the night before.
Yeah, to say the least. Yes, absolutely. They are a franchise. They're coming. It's going to be a lot of fun if you like pancake breakfast anyways, and you like pancakes, and they're bringing the pancakes and sausage and everything. And benefits for that go to, part of the benefits go to Relay for Life also. So you're also helping a good cause and getting entertainment while eating your breakfast. If you miss your breakfast, just be ready to get made fun of.
There you go. Okay.
And after that, the worship service, the community worship service, is at 10:30 on Sunday morning in the entertainment tent. And 11:30, the Little League Championships games begin. And 2 o'clock, the kitty tractor pull is under the covered pavilion. That's for the real little kids with the old John Deere heavy metal
tractors.
Yeah, pedal tractors. 1 o'clock, we have the Mid-Michigan Mini Tractor Pulls Association coming in. That's free. That's going to be at the corner of Bay and Center Streets. The last few years they've been there. Museum's open again on Sunday morning. Burns Art Gallery is open all weekend. Ice Cream Social at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Button drawing. The girls have been selling buttons for $1, and they're having a raffle with that. The drawing will be at 5:30 right at the hospitality booth on Sunday evening. And then to wrap up the weekend is the annual Farmer Merchant softball game that has been a tradition for many, many years. That's the very last thing of Sugar Festival, and it's always a good time to watch those guys.
Who wins?
Well,
what's the record been, do you know?
The Merchants have actually won the last 2 or 3 years, I think. I should know this because my husband plays for the Farmers, and they were winning for many, many years, but I think the last couple of years the Merchants have been winning. So it's always a good competition, good clean fun, but it's a good time.
Well, maybe this year will be a better year for agriculture, right?
It could be. I hope so.
I hope you're cheering for
I go both ways husband, because right? I am on Chamber, so I have a business in town, but my husband farms too, so we're kind of stuck in the middle.
There you go. Any estimates on what the average attendance is?
We're figuring overall through the whole weekend 10,000 to 15,000 people in and out of town.
Okay. And anything else that you'd like to add at this point?
Yes, I do. I just have my notes here. Saturday, we did just add the Natural Tones Polka Band from 2 to 5. That will be in the entertainment tent. That, again, was Saturday from 2 to 5. The Natural Tones, they're a polka band. They're coming to the entertainment tent. And we also still have ride tickets still available. When you pre-buy your ride tickets, you're basically paying half the price that you would at the park. So if you come to some local businesses in town, pre-sales end Friday at noon. So today, tomorrow, and half of Friday, come get your pre-sale ride tickets. They're half the price, much cheaper than buying them right at the park.
And Kay, what would be the half price rate? Do you know what?
I know it's $15 for a sheet, but I couldn't. I think there's 30. I'm pretty sure there's 30 tickets on a sheet.
So it's not like a ride bracelet, for example, at the fair or anything.
No,
individual tickets.
They're tickets, yep. And when you buy tickets at the park, they're about $1 a piece. So it is literally half price.
Okay.
And then the lawn chairs for opening ceremonies on Friday at 7 o'clock. Please bring your lawn chairs. We'll have some seating in the bleachers available, but bring lawn chairs and blankets and have a seat and enjoy the opening ceremonies Friday, 7 o'clock.
Okay, and if anybody needs any more information, do you have, for example, a brochure on a website or anything like that?
We have seawingchamber.com is our website that has the schedule of events on there. We also, I've been taking care of the Facebook page, Sebring Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. If you message or if you have any questions or anything, it will be me getting back with you. And you can always call any of us that are, when you go on the website, all of our phone numbers are on there. If you have any questions, just feel free to call. All of the people that are involved in Sugar Festival will have nice, bright yellow shirts on that say event staff on the back. If you have any questions, concerns, anything, find someone with a yellow shirt on, event staff shirt, and they will be more than willing to help you with anything.
So lots of places for help. Again, the website is?
SebringChamber.com, Sebring Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, and all the phone numbers are on there also.
Sounds good. Well, Mandy, I think we're all set for Sugar Festival, and hopefully you'll have great weather for it. Have you checked with the weather department?
Oh, it's looking pretty nice, and we're pretty excited about it. Couldn't ask for better weather this weekend.
Oh, that'd be super. So, well, good. Good luck with the Sugar Festival and the turnout. Hopefully everything will go fine. We thank you for being with us here on What Do You Think? This is Ralph Iden sitting in again with our guest, Mandy Cole, who's from the Sebring Chamber of Commerce, and sitting in for Craig Routson, he'll be back next week.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Let's take a look at the current lake conditions as reported by M&D Marine in Port Austin. Winds are out of the east at 2 miles per hour. Wave heights are less than 1 foot. It is sunny, and boating conditions are good. These are the current lake conditions on Saginaw Bay as reported by M&D Marine in Port Austin.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. At a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black as the coffee he was drinking. And then the waitress eyes he sees, the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know
When I close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together. And I can't wait till then. I can't wait till then.
The Thumb's hottest country hits and classics. AM 1340 WLEW.
Good morning. High pressure makes for a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine and seasonably cool temperatures. Clouds will gather tonight as a weak area of low pressure approaches from the southwest. This system will trigger some scattered showers and thunderstorms across the area tomorrow. Upper-level low pressure will move through on Friday. As drier air moves in, we will start to see some slow clearing. Partly to mostly sunny skies today with highs 68 to 73, a southeasterly breeze at 5 to 15. Chance of precipitation less than 10%. Increasing cloudiness tonight, lows 45 to 50. Light southeasterly winds at 5 to 10. Chance of precipitation 20%. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 70 to 75 degrees. East to southeasterly winds at 5 to 10. A 60% chance of precipitation. Slow clearing on Friday with highs 70 to 75 degrees. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Murley.
Yeah! woke up again this morning. And when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee. And like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so. And letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. Baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my
everywhere. your head on my shoulder and let it fade away. And if you wanna let go, baby, it's okay.
the Fort Knox of country. AM 1340, WLEW.
I dreamed of going to Nashville You're listening to WLEW's AM 1340 in Bad Axe, Michigan. And it is now time for your news update here on WLEW. Being brought to you by your electrical specialists of the Thumb area, Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, see Mauer Electric in Bad Axe. Now here's your WLEW news update. As always, brought to you straight out of Atlanta, Georgia by CNN. And after CNN's done, I'll be back with your local area news.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour, inflation is going up at a much faster pace than economists were